We are up to Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph in Hilchos Tefillah. We'll be doing all three sifim of Kuf Chaf Aleph, as well as the first sif of Kuf Chaf Beis. Sholchin b'modim tchilu v'sof. The halacha is you're supposed to bow in the bracha of modim at the beginning and at the end. What is the beginning? Modim. What is the end? Hatov shimcha l'chona el ha'odos. So we bow at the beginning, we bow at the end. The way you bow for modim is you bow and then you get up when it says Hashem. And in Hatov Shimcha, we already learned, you bend the knee and bow for Baruch, Atah, Baruch, you bend the knee, Atah, you bow, and Hashem, you get up again. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the idea of bending the knee for modim, and it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if someone feels that there's a collection of saliva or phlegm in his throat and is and in his mouth, and is going to spit, he should make sure that he gets rid of it before he bows down for modim. He also discusses the importance of bowing for modim, where the Gemara says that if someone doesn't bow for modim, then 7 years after he passes away, his spine turns into a snake. Siv Beis, Ha'omer modim modim mishaskin also. If someone says modim modim, you are to get him to stop it. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, discusses what this means, and his maskan is, it is either of two situations. Either he said the word modim twice, or even if he says the entire bracha of modim twice, either one of them you would have to stop him, because it's nearer kishtei rishuyas, it looks like he is saying modim to two different deities. Siv Gimel, yachid ein lo lomer birkas kohanim. The tefillah velokeinu velokei avoseinu for birkas kohanim, the Yochid does not say, Hagav v'chein ikr, that is the ikr, v'chein nirali linog, says the Ramah, that's what we should do. Aval, haminak ha'pashut, eino kein, rak afili Yochid omer also, kozman sh'roi l'nesiyas kapayim. The minig is that so long as you're in a zman that's roi for nesiyas kapayim, even the Yochid says it. V'eino nira, but I don't think it's right. So l'maisa, only the Shliach Tzibur says, olakein v'olakei avoseinu. Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokis, whether or not it is to be said in a Beis Ovel, and his maskoni is that you should not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu in a Beis Ovel, although the Dogor Mervova says that you do say it, the Mishnah Berurah's maskoni is not to. Kuf Chav Beis, Sif Aleph. In Bo Lahafsik V'lanos Kadesh Kedusha Bein Shmona Esrei L'Yir L'Rotzon. If someone wants to answer Kadesh and Kedusha between Shmona Esrei and the Yir L'Rotzon at the end of davening after the Bracha, Eino posek, he should not. She yula ratzon miklal hatfilu, because yula ratzon is part of davening. Aval bein yula ratzon the shar tachanunim shaper dami. Whereas between yula ratzon and elokai netzor and all other tachanunim, the halacha is that one is allowed to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, miikar adin. This goes on any amen. You can answer any amen there, but b'tnai that one is not rugel to say tachanunim. The minag, since we say Elokai Netzor, we are called Rogalomer Tachnunim, so all one can answer before Elokai Netzor would be Kaddish Kedusha in Baruch Hu, and the Amenim of Shomea Tefillin Akel HaKadosh, but not any other Amen. Says the Ramah, Hagav, V'davka B'malkam Shenogim Loma Yil Ratzom Yad Achara Tefillah. This is only where the minig is to say Yir L'Ratzon after the Hamavarech Esamo Yisrael V'Shalom before Lekai Netzor. Aba Malkam Shenogim Lomer Tachnunim Kodim Yir L'Ratzon Mav Sigam Kein Nekadash HaKadusha. Whereas where someone says Lekai Netzor and only says Yir L'Ratzon after that, like the minig Ashkenaz, for such a person, he can answer Kadash Kedusha Baruch Hu and the specific Amenim, even though he has yet to say Yir L'Ratzon, as long as he's already in the Tachanunim. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says that the better thing to do is really to say Yir L'Ratzon before and after Elokai Netzor. Now, what happens if someone finished his Shmona Esrei? He just can't take his 3 steps back because someone behind him is still davening Shmona Esrei. So that he's already said Yir L'Ratzon, but hasn't said Osa Shalom, he can answer Amen to any bracha, and he can even say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo. Back to the Mechaber, Mihu, Harogol Lomer Tachanunim Achar Tfiloso. If someone normally says tachanunim, for example, our minig is to say l'kai netzar. In hischil hashas l'sadr tfiloso, the shatz begins his chazaras hashatz, v'yigil l'kadosh l'kedusha, and he got up to kadosh l'kedusha, makatzer v'ola. You are better off not answering Amen and Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu in the middle of a L'kai Netzar. You're better off skipping a L'kai Netzar and answering it there. The Imlo Katzar, whereas if you didn't stop, Yochel La'avsik, Gedera Shemavsik, Bebrocha, Shal Krishma, Filu Be'emza. The halachi is, if you did not, if you're still saying a L'kai Netzar, you can answer for Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu in a L'kai Netzar. Whereas it is ideal that you end it immediately, take your three steps back, and this way you can answer Kedusha. So Lefila Mishnah Brura, it comes out Lamaisa. What happens if the shot starts Chazaras HaShatz, and a person is about to begin Alakai Netzor, or already began Alakai Netzor? He should end it there, take his three steps back, so that he can answer Kedusha even after he finished his entire Shmona Esrei, and not even in the middle of his Tachanunim. Whereas, if you were caught in the middle of your tachanunim, you are allowed to answer those amens. If it's after, you're laratzon already, so there you're allowed to answer any amen.